In some ways, this budget is a sequel. This time last year, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan unveiled a controversial budget document that passed the House with strong GOP support.
And we're back with a budget that offers real solutions again.
That's Ryan, a Wisconsin Republican, in a three-minute web video posted yesterday afternoon. It has a feel that's part movie trailer, part campaign ad, part wonky infomercial.
Our plan includes no changes for those in and near retirement. Instead of government bureaucrats, puts patients in control of their health care decisions. We've proposed tax reform that's common sense, a plan that lowers tax rates and closes special interest loopholes.
When it comes to Medicare, this plan is expected to allow seniors in the future to choose between government coverage and private insurance. This would be somewhat less severe than what the House GOP proposed last year. And in fact, Ryan has been working with a Democrat in the Senate on this concept. But already, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is using the proposal to go after vulnerable incumbents with robocalls that charge this new budget chooses millionaires over Medicare. Representative Tim Griffin, a freshman Republican from Arkansas, says he's willing to put up with the inevitable negative campaign ads.
If you came up here to just perpetuate yourself in office, then that may be your main concern. But a lot of us came up here actually trying to make changes. And I think if you want to deal with our fiscal situation, you have to deal with Medicare.
But dealing with Medicare last year didn't go entirely well for House Republicans. That budget was dead on arrival in the Senate, and Democrats were able to use the Medicare issue to win what had been a solidly Republican House seat in New York. Stan Colander is a partner at Corvus Communications and a longtime budget watcher. He says this budget should satisfy the GOP base.
The Republican problem is that they've got to appeal to the base now, but then they're going to have to broaden their appeal to independents and hopefully some Democrats later in the year, and that's going to be very difficult to do when you're attacking Medicare.
The pitch House Republicans are going to have to make is that they're saving Medicare, not attacking it. Of course, that's the same pitch they tried to make last year, with mixed results. Tamara Keith, NPR News.